You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned, we have music, poetry, comedy, and more coming up.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. The Halusa Nation. We are the Halusa Nation.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray, of wounds old and calloused, so that we may stay, so that we may unite, unity our tool. No weapons are found in this court of rule, men becoming ki'ai, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots, roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings, to honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here, and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Nations and our people that have been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Leonard Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poisoning the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We won.
One nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Stand up, 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 stand up,
stand up, stand up.
From the beginning we was winning this game on planet Earth, it's been spinning. We've been living and dying, but giving birth, the first of many nations, celebrating them days when all that got made came after what
God made.
These days we cater to these internet memes, internet streams, it seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen. We're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war boning. Wounded knee plus Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth we camp on it. In a sweat lodge, singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, be jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Train on the front lines, they you're the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand with Standing Rock, stand for humanity.
It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred, to say we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Apples again, chicken dogolin, dogwap, the shutala, dilup, bilap, oh chutala.
Mini Wachoni, water is life.
Mini Wachoni,
water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand
with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
To all my native people,
woke up the giant, we won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand defiant.
To all my native people,
it's the calm before the storm and I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
History is on a sad repeat. Is it liberty or we just acting free? As our land depletes from these hands of greed. See, fate is found, how we face the hounds. Take a vow for these sacred grounds. Make a sound that'll shake them out. Say aloud, what can save us now?
What can save us now?
Stand up.
is angry, retribution will be swift. We squander her soil and suck out her sweet black blood to burn it. We turn money into God and salivate over opportunities to crumple and crinkle our souls for that paper, that gold. Money has spent us, left us in small boxes, dark rooms, bright screens, empty tombs, left investing our time in hollow philosophies to placate the fear of our bodies returning back into our mother. Demand awakening. The path we have taken has rotted. Ignite, stand upright, and conduct yourself like lightning, because the retribution will be swift.
Yeah. legislation's on the desk of a do-right congressman. Now he don't know much about the issue, so he picks up the phone and he asks advice of the senator out in Indian country, a darling of the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart. Spies, we get the liars by the fire, and we get the FBI.
Everybody in Cleveland loves the Indians. Everybody loves them some Indians. Love you some Indians. Be the Indian and not the cowboy. Throw on a war bonnet. Tell me it's fashion. Tell me how imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Go to your local truck stop. Buy some dream catchers made from China. Hang them on your rearview mirrors of your Jeep Grand Cherokees, your Pontiacs, your Winnebagos, and as you drive down I-40, your vehicle will catch the dreams road-killed by manifest destiny. And this whole time, where your radio chimes, this land is your land, this land is my land. Love you some Indians. Honor them by making them mascots. Turn them into cartoon characters. Costume yourselves in crimson paint. Use the blood off of redskin. Smear it all over. Cover every inch. You are Indian. Add big black eyes, big smile, and white, white teeth. Don't forget the fake feathers. Cover your skin. Don't tell me it doesn't come with privilege. Cover it. Hide like you're ashamed of pigment, like it separates you from the norm. Tan that hide. Work beneath suns. Make it so scarlet it becomes purple in the shade. Add feathers. Add bows and arrows. You are Indian. Now dance. This stadium is your bonfire. You are Indian. Practice your tomahawk chop. You are Indian. Welcome the Braves that have a higher enlisting rate in our armed forces. Welcome the Kansas City Chiefs as they make their way to the field for the halftime spectacular. Welcome the Seminoles as a ghost of Osceola haunts the Enfields. Washington Redskins, don't change your name. Instead, hashtag Redskins Pride. Make social media our battleground. We all know that Indians don't have Twitter accounts. We still use smoke signals. Applaud the Chief Wahoo's bright white chompers as it casts you a reflection on how to love you some Indians. Go paint the town. Double coat over history. Whitewash the red bricks of the reservation. Let's have Indian days in our school. Use November to teach our students the turkey dance with colored construction paper, headdresses, and teepees. Now go home. Wash off the paint. Go back to your thinking that you honored your team. Back to thinking that you honored the Indian. We are only costumes. Back to thinking that you only find us in Western and Disney films. Go back to thinking that we only exist in history books. Go back to thinking that all of this was just fun and games. Now shake my hand and ignore how your fingers lasso around my wrist, tying us to our ancestors, yet we still survive. Now tell me how you loved you an Indian.
So I'm happy to share my perspective on mascots. For me, the bottom line, I think we should just do away with human mascots, period. They're on a spectrum, and some are worse than others. Redskins, obviously there's a history, and although there are competing explanations of where that term came from, at least one of the dominant theories is that it came from a bounty placed on Native people and scalping them for bounty, leaving them with a red skin. The two most common defenses I hear about using Native mascots are that, hey, we think Natives are really cool warriors, like Spartans and Trojans and things like that, and so we're honoring them. And the other is, I found a Native person who said it doesn't bother them at all, so you should hush. So first of all, remember that the hometown fans, when they put on faux war paint and chicken feather headdresses and things like that, are these guys honoring? Or are they just kind of playing Halloween? And I would say that most of the time they're just playing Halloween. Even something like an eagle feather, which has spiritual significance in most tribes, is an important sacred item, a bird that flies higher than all others, a way to honor somebody. It used to be that each eagle feather was earned with a military deed or other great deed for the people. Having that kind of turned into show or appropriated, misrepresented, whether it's a Victoria's Secret model or a mascot for a sports team, often rubs people the wrong way. Somehow, we need to have ethics around this and many other issues at the center of our national sports culture, because a lot of young people look up to our professional athletes and the teams they play for. And by putting racially divisive things at the center of our national pastime, you are teaching people to appropriate, not to listen to marginalized groups, and to be offensive. With regard to finding a Native person who says it doesn't bother them, they're out there. But I don't know if you listen to country music. There's a Gretchen Wilson song, Redneck Woman. I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high class broad. Does that mean I get to call every white woman I meet redneck woman? And if somebody's offended, say, you have no right to be offended, because Gretchen Wilson loves that label. So if you can find a Native person who says, redskin doesn't bother me, that doesn't mean you can ignore all the people who say it does. And most Native people say it does. Over 100 tribes have passed resolutions formally repudiating the use of Native imagery and mascots for sport teams. The National Congress of American Indians, which represents all of the federally recognized tribes, has passed a formal resolution repudiating the use of Native imagery and mascots. And so it's important that we get the multiple perspectives. The ways we do that is with education, conversations, recruiting and developing a diverse workforce that has men and women, people from all kinds of racial backgrounds and groups, and we can all learn from each other. There are a lot of different ways that we can do this. We have to listen.
Standing on the edge of this world, I've been watching what my people been going through. I've been watching what my people been through. Don't you find it just a little ironic when you know the bounty ticket is true? In this day and age that they would still portray an Indian got just for you. I've been standing on the edge of this mountain, been standing on the edge of this world. I've been watching what my people been going through. I've been watching what my people been through. It is fair to say that we have dearly paid for the doctrine of discovery all through. Oh, the times have changed, we're beating at your gates, saying not an hour, watching this time you lose. I've been standing on the edge of this mountain, been standing on the edge of this world. I've been watching what my people been going through. I've been watching what my people been and the cartoon on your shirt is how you really feel. It's the picture that is worth a thousand words to see. With your stereotypes and your Wahoo chief. I've been standing on the edge of this mountain, been standing on the edge of this world. I've been watching what my people been going through. I've been watching what my people been. To tell you what the whole world sees, you're this storybook emperor without your clothes. I've been standing on the edge of this mountain, been standing on the edge of this world. I've been watching what my people do. been standing on the edge of this mountain, been standing on the edge of this world. I've been watching what my people been going through. I've been watching what my people been through.
I should prefer to see the Aborigines.
And the Indians, too.
And the Indians, too.
This should be most enlightening.
What makes the red man red?
Teach them all about red man.
What made the red man red? What made the red man red? What made the red man red? What made the red man red?
Days, Thanksgiving lies and Columbus Day. Tell me what I know more than the teacher. Tell me what I know more than the preacher. Tell me why you think the red man is red. Stained with the blood from the land he bled. Tell me why you think the red man is dead. With the fake headdress on your head. Tell me what you know about thousands of nations. Displaced and confined to concentration camps called reservations. We died for the birth of your nation. Hollywood portrays us wrong. History books say we're gone. You got a church, say we're wrong. We're from the earth, it made us strong.
For many moons, red men fight pale faces.
Savages, as savage does. The white man came and ravaged us. Caused genocide, look in my eyes. And tell me who you think the savage was.
Ill-faced.
Savages.
Ill-faced.
Savages.
Indian celebration continued late into the night.
Rest what's best for me. They kill my culture. America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot. Manifest destiny. Rest what's best for me. They kill my culture. America made a mess of me. You inherited everything we died for, and all we get is a goddamn mascot.
Redskins, redskins, red souls, redskins.
For many moons, red men fight pale face. Sometime you win, sometime we win.
Redskins.
Now for a dose of Native comedy. This is the skit A Native American Shaman by Mohawk comedian Ty LeClaire. Enjoy.
This house is haunted. Your daughter Jennifer was taken by spirits. Thank God you called me, Cheyenne Winter, the most celebrated Native American shaman. Sorry, but it looks like your house is built on top of an ancient and sacred Caucasian burial ground. You're still cool for $200, right? I'm already getting messages from the white spirits, yes. They say they're tired of being silenced and
too politically correct.
You don't believe me. These are white spirits. Look, a Nicholas Sparks book just fell off the shelf. There, a message written in blood. It says live, laugh, love. And in here, the kitchen, the smell of nothing. Stay calm, I'm going to perform a seance to see where your daughter is. Take all your Yankee candles and put them in a circle. Put your car keys in the center. It doesn't matter which Subaru. Now open your phone and go to Yelp. Click one star. This should entice the spirit to come forward and leave an angry and unnecessary comment. White spirits, let me see Jennifer! I see a building. Oh, there's a sign. Oh my God. Oh my God! She's inside of an REI! Ma'am, stay calm. REI is only the first level of the white spirit world. I'm gonna go in, find her daughter, and bring her back. I just need to find the portal. Where would a white portal be? Do you have a sliding barn door? Perfect. Okay. In order to open the portal, I need to use this. It's an authentic Caucasian instrument. Such rich history. Man, cover your ears. This is powerful white magic. White spirits, open this portal! I'm in. This place is nice. Jennifer! Spirit! I'm looking for a girl.
What? No, I don't work here. Yeah, that's a cool tent.
She's not here anymore. That only means one thing. I have to go deeper. Second layer, Equinox Gym. Third, a farmer's market. Fourth, a bodega. Oh, it's about to become a dry bar. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, oh, Cracker Barrels! I'm here. The ninth layer of white. It's Coachella! White Mecca! Spirits! I'm looking for a girl named Jennifer!
Oh, there's a lot of hands.
Her full name is Jennifer Fielding! Okay. Her full name is Jennifer Sarah Beth Fielding. How is there more hands?! Damn it! Get it together, Cheyenne. A girl's life is on the line. $200. Jennifer! Jennifer, I've been looking all over for you!
Jennifer? Are you wearing a headdress?
Yeah, ma'am, can't find her!
Feather, could we about to fly? Oh, we about to fly. Showing the youth how to nurture their truth through the craft that they practice. The power within they can access. If you see it and dream it, put all of your heart, intention, and see it and mean it, then surely you'll be it. Take all of the negative from within you and free it. Empty your vessel, reach for the energy of what the West holds. Release all those thoughts that you've wrestled and feel. Light as those feathers when you pass your threshold. We are more than what flesh holds. We're spiritual beings, so gather your feathers. Things do get better. Mother Earth holds the weight of it all. If we would just let her, we're taking the pieces to time together. Refine it together, we intertwine it together. Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers, reincarnated energies, respectively, term earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Brothers and sisters, gather your feathers, gather your feathers.
Had to hone in it mentally, had to grow from an infancy, get to know an entity for centuries and centuries. Our identities are venture to our givers of a blessed penalty. The epitome of genocidal history. So our symmetry is built to be filled with guilt and self-esteem. But we know ourselves to be spirit beings. Share the surface of melt the middle and delve into your dreams. The piano with gifts that'll give us strength every scene. We can hype the whole scene like a microphone theme. We just blowing red rage against the machine. Controlling the angst that's trapped in between the spirit world and the laptop screen. As we rap on the track, wild rope, pat pots, bunch of wax in the back with a mop. Hats off to the team. We are not only apathetic, we are fully energetic, wholly interconnected, kinetic, who set up prophetic like a Cessna set up, but poetic with all genetics. Your brothers and sisters, let's get it. A better world for me, youth, elders, animals, wider than land is where we headed. Hey,
it's where we headed, y'all. It's where we headed, hey.
Because in this bind, it should never feel like we were blinded forever. We shouldn't mind it together. Alignment is better. Whether or not we're lost in this void, we'll find it together. We've weathered this weather. Because if you didn't know, then now you know. We're storytellers, reincarnated energies, respectively, turn earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives. To the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Thank you.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth,
to those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own.
To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For events, music, and more, you can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, wash your hands, wear a mask, and be safe out there, Indian Country. We'll get through this together. Until next week, see you then.
Here, though we thrive.
My people, my land. My people, my land. This is the way the life was given. The way we were made to stand. My people, my land. My people, my land. Honor all creation. We'll be right back.
listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. Y'all ready for this?